in our way of self. Emphasize in a way-seeking mind. Way-seeking mind. In another word, bodhisattva mind, our way-seeking mind. In Zen, people say, where it is, to observe everything as it is. But the way as it is, or to observe things as they are, will not be the same of what you mean by that. I don't know what, how do you understand to observe everything as it is. I find out there are meek misunderstanding in your understanding of the way it is, or to observe things as it is. We mean, I think, if I say to see things as it is, means to observe things in rather scientific way or materialistic way. In your philosophy, there is two ways of, you say, things as it is and things as it should be. That this is too contradictory. Not contradictory, but this is too antinomy. Things do not exist as it should be. And you do not observe things as it is, and you observe things your own way. You observe things as it should, as it should not be. You know, you think there is flower, but actual flower is changing. And yet you see the flower, there is flower. And this flower is always like this. This is perhaps your understanding of flower. But actually the flower is changing. When you see something in with scientific way, actually you do not see things as it is, and you know, and yet you know what is true and what is not true, but you like, you up to see things as it As it should not be. In this point, there is big mistake. So when we say to observe things as it is, means to see things as it should be. For you, this is opposite, you know. For you, when we say to observe things as it is, means to observe things as it should be. Do you understand? For you, as it should be and as it is, quite different. As it should be means it is not so, but it should be so. It means in this case, you have some moral morality, or you want to be religious, or you want to be moral, but human being is not so. We are not always moral, or we are not always religious. So we should be more, or we should be more religious. This is the way it should be. And when you are not religious, when you are not good, that is how you are. So we should be mean morality or religion, and where as it is science. But for us, the things as it is, it's morality. Not science, is morality, things as it is. So to observe things as it is means to be moral and to be religious. It's what I mean by where it should be. Statement is same, but what we mean is opposite, not same. When you take religious viewpoint, everything become opposite. You know, you are talking same thing from this scientific standpoint. And we are talking from a religious standpoint. So same statement makes a big difference. And this misunderstanding you have about Zen, I think. When we say Zen, Zen is one. Whatever you do, that is Zen. Even though you are doing something wrong, that is Zen. whatever you do is Zen. That is why I like Zen. this kind of misunderstanding, I think you have about Zen. But what we actually mean is quite opposite. And way-seeking mind, what I'm going to talk just now is the problem of to choose what one of the two, good or bad. Refraining from bad take a good hits basic mind. Not from a moral viewpoint, but from religious viewpoint. When we take religious viewpoint, there is no alternative way. We should choose good. And we should refrain from bad. There is no alternative way. But if you have no way-seeking mind, or if you have no idea of religion, you will wonder which to choose. Immorality, when you choose one of the two, you have freedom of choice. Whatever you do, it is up to you. You can take bad instead of good. But if once you choose good, you have responsibility for taking good. And that is moral responsibility you have. But that is responsibility. But in religion, we have no alternative way, but it is our choice, you know. Which way to go is up to us. And yet, for us, there is no other way than to take good. This is basic in mind. So, to pursue a good and truth and beauty is also our way-seeking mind. Although there is some difference from ethics.
How are you doing that? You're laughing, you know, maybe we're good.
This mind is the mind, traditional mind, transmitted from Buddha to us. And for Zen students, this is most important spirit. Enlightenment. So it's not only a kind of state of mind, a kind of psychological state of mind. when the some psychological state of mind is supported by right wisdom, we call it enlightenment. When it is supported by way-seeking mind, when you attain that state of mind by everyday practice, when by way-seeking mind, that is called enlightenment. Even though you obtain the same psychological state of mind by LSD, if you lack the way-seeking mind, we do not call it enlightenment. That is quite different matter. It should be based on the way-seeking mind. So Dogen then said, when you hit the mark, that is the same effort you have been doing after trying 99 times. Suppose after trying 99 times a failure, you hit the mark at the 100th time. That effort, that meaning of hit the mark, and the meaning of losing the mark should be the same. The difference is, now you hit the mark. Materialistic viewpoint, to lose the mark is not good at all. You should hit the mark. But from the meaning of practice, actual practice, even though you lose it, the meaning of the practice is the same. To hit the mark or lose the mark is not different. That is our true enlightenment. So enlightenment only is it is not only enlightenment that is variable. The failure by true spirit is also variable. It has same meaning. So that is why, even though your Zazen is not perfect, it has same meaning. If you have a critical mind, if you do not have a critical mind, even though you attain enlightenment, that enlightenment is so-called dry enlightenment. Dry enlightenment. No meaning in it. This is bodhisattva mind. So this mind is universal to everyone. There's no difference between priest or layman. There's no difference, wise man or a fool. For when we have waking mind, we are all bodhisattva. This is so-called bodhisattva mind. Again, this bodhisattva mind is impossible to value. It is non-value practice. And this bodhisattva mind, if you have some question this about this bodhisattva mind, and I thought it may be interesting to discuss about this point. Enlightenment or basic mind or to help others. Before we attain enlightenment, it's bodhisattva mind, spirit. Even though before you save yourself, you should save others. This is also bodhisattva mind. So about those problems, tonight we want to have a discussion.
Chiefly, how would be possible truly help somebody else, or even have some enlightenment with you?
How to help others?
How would be free powerful to really help to address some degree of enlightenment to strength?
Yeah, this is a very good question, I think. Good. Do you have it is quite simple for me to answer, but do you have some opinion about it, or do you have some?
That you yourself oppressed the only true way to help even enough for them, and perhaps that's what it's doing before.
What did you say?
The only true way of helping is to help without concentrating on it. It's not to help as a project of the nominee. Just to be almost unconsciously
Yeah.
I thought way for it.
The authority is to know that you need no help. And therefore, know that the others. The white man is not yet now, and the white man need God. Though God, he just tells him that.
Enlightenment wants no help.
That to be enlightened is to need no God. That is to know that you need your help. For her, you know the will
that it is. It is possible. You mean?
And it's not muscle, we give help. We didn't have that. And that's how is it possible to give help? Well, it's not possible to give help. And this enlightened man we speak of knows. That's what he knows. Is that there's no help needed. So when he looks at his friend, we need help. He knows if there's nothing to do, that's how he's not.
Sensei, baby enlightened man knows that he needs help endlessly, and not. then it doesn't say why. I could follow it as well, it's not meaning how can take the first cook.
What did he say? Will you put it some other way so that I may understand?
He said, perhaps the enlightened man knows not knowingly that he doesn't mean no, but that he we tell forever. Who they never seemed alone, the pieces are independent. The behavior did upon all ever.
But how to help other was his question. How to help if you are bodhisattva? How actually can you help other?
Man, Lord, and I don't count. By remembering, you know, just by remembering a Buddha stream, but not.
Then
I remember the sickness, remember the blue. Very rare.
This is something we can actually discuss. It isn't actually popular talk.
You be pulling drowning again out of the water, and you
know. Hilo, this is not discussion actually. How do you want to help others? Actually.
Well, Klein, if we're thinking about it, probably for some selfish reason. And that's all right. Because it seems to be a prime motivation of us to help other people. And so, as long as we realize if we're helping, some people even get feel guilty. Christians get into quite a guilty thing about it. But it's just to, you know, to help, and whatever that means to us, to do it.
Even before a person is able to help another person, doesn't the person who needs the help have to want to help them?
Yeah. This is true. Because before you help others, you won't help. That is true.
Do we necessarily know this, Phil? Do we necessarily know this, or I mean, are we aware?
Should be some way, you know. What? To help others, why we help others is not only to help others, but also to have to try not to have a regret for life for us.
Could you say that again?
To try not to have a regret for life for us. That is most important fight. Don't you think so? You say I must help others for sake of others. But if you know you become regretful later, that is not so good. So the first of all, you should do it. from your inmost heart. Actually, to help others and to help yourself is a lot different. Not to have, try not to have regret for life is to help myself and to help others. It is true that we feel better when we help others than to help ourselves. Because we are so selfish in other words. No, actually, we are pretty selfish. And we know to be selfish. Peace is not so good. So we always try not to be selfish. Your voice of conscience will tell you, don't be selfish. That's too much. You are too selfish. So usually we always try not to be selfish. Actually, to help others is to help yourself. And to help yourself without paying any attention to others is also to help others. Don't you think so? If you are observing your way carefully, that will help others. When almost all people will be discouraged, if you are brave enough or good enough, to observe your way, that it will be the great encouragement for others.
Oh, well, that for the time in my life, I changed your mind to what was the important thing in life. And it's at that time I changed my mind as listening to tell me. And before that, I thought other things that could help. And then I changed my mind about it again, and I saw that there are a whole different set of things that happened that helped me define this. But these things were different from the others, is that in the first case, there were things most of the people did that were trying to help. The second case, with the fire rule, there were things that I saw people did, but that they did not necessarily see them here. They did because they wanted to do it, and it helped me become a side.
I see. That's true. So to help others is not so difficult. If you only know how to help others. Usually, people think if you want to help others, you have to have some material power, or you must be quite healthy enough to be always happy, always have smiling face. But even though you are like this, you can help to other people. If you do not do it, your speed, and that is good enough. Even though you have nothing, if you do not do it yourself, that may be the greatest help for others.
She loses eating out, lose yourself.
Lose yourself, lose your
confidence.
Confident.
Yes.
But this has not come to the question that he asked at talk. He asked, how can you help others when you're not enlightened? And I think you're talking about helping others as an enlightened person.
No, no, not the enlightened person.
No, just helping.
Then, you know, before we attain in perfect enlightenment, just to seek for enlightenment is a great help for others. That is what I'm talking. Even though you haven't enlightened, you haven't attained enlightenment, but to try to attain enlightenment is good to you. To hear what?
Must we live in immunity to help others? Is it possible to
live
in a cave and help others?
Yeah, it is possible. Even though you secured yourself, it is possible.
I don't think with the matter of helping others or not helping others, if each moment you are fully responsive to the situation and what you find yourself, you will do everything you have to do.
Well,
you don't have to try to do anything. We just look for Bob and the bread.
Yeah, that is complete answer. But when you bring that problem more emotional, you know, this kind of feeling, it necessary, you know, to go this way, to come down. To go up is to go come down. Even though you do not attain enlightenment, sorry.
But if I myself am able to respond honestly to a situation, which the minute I open my mouth now I'm responding dishonestly, what is the distinction between this and enlightenment? If I can respond honestly, it seems to me that this is something that she has.
That's it, what I was saying, you know, just to respond to some outward stimulation is not right. Not right. That is, you know. To behave like just animal-like. That is that. What we mean by to be natural. To be natural is to follow the pattern of human life, not animal. We have a clear distinction from animal life, nature other than human, or nature other than animal. So the way it should be is way as it is for who you need. This bike is opposite. If someone hit you to hit back, and that is, you know, animal like a response, you should not forget your true nature. In most nature, we do not feel good when I hit someone. it is much better than to be hit as a human being. It is much better. You will be regret if you hit that half. But even though you were hit by others, there's much, there's not much discouragement here.
How do we distinguish between a concern which is healthy and unhealthy with people? We know that somebody needs help, but when we, how do we?
So yeah, that is very difficult to distinguish which is which. Pretty hard. We should know it is hard. Not so simple. Looks like very simple question, but it is not at all simple. That is why we have, we want to pray with the right understanding. Not at all easy. But even though you reflect on what you have done, you know, in past, you cannot tell which is which. And that is not great. To count, animal's age is not
for good.
So to have bodhisattva mind, strong bodhisattva mind in here is on the way to there. You will have intuition. You should have always intuition. Without trying to do something, your intuitive action should help others. If you actually have a bodhisattva mind, you can help others anyway.
Hey.
The bodhisattva mind is to pursue good and truth and beauty. It's bodhisattva mind. To follow the way should be bodhisattva mind. If one person follow the right way, that one person will help hundreds of people.